Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, fellow Americans and fellow patriots. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting, riveting edition of Rough Riders Radio. I'm going to be winging this tonight. It's completely unscripted. I am doing this on the fly, so to speak, a la Edward R. Murrow in the battlefield in World War II. This is from the front lines. Let's get right to it, shall we? Dick Cheney to the rescue. Dick Cheney to the rescue. Ready, Freddy. Dick Cheney to the rescue. He's going to go into Iraq and sew it all up, all into three unified pieces. Let's start right off the bat. Well, Dick, your pronouncement in 2003 that we would be greeted as liberators, how does that working out for you today, buddy boy? You could take, you're such an excellent shot, perhaps we could send you and George W. back over there. Maybe you could parachute behind enemy lines, you know, something like a World War II over getting behind in Normandy, the lines in Germany and D-Day, June 6, 1944. Come on, Dick, you're ready for it. If George Herbert Walker, Poppy Bush, can skydive at 90, you ought to be able to skydive at what? What are you now, at 75? You pork belly, you. I'm sure you can, with your sneer, you could probably cause havoc and mayhem just with your vision. Those troops would just hightail it and run. God knows that the regular Iraqi army is dropping their weapons and even just completely disrobing and leaving their uniforms behind at the mere sight of the insurgents. Think what Dick Cheney and his snidely whiplash-like sneer could do. Oh, what a thing of beauty. You would be like Lawrence of Arabia, you know, except maybe 40 years older and about 100 pounds heavier and an ugly fuck like you, but maybe you could put some shades on, you know, like you could be the Men in Black. Oh, Dick, we hardly knew you, Dick. We didn't know you had it in you, but obviously you and your daughter Liz, between the two of you, you got enough piss and vinegar. I think you could probably at least reclaim some of the border towns with Syria and Jordan. I don't know, Mosul, the second biggest city, that's a tall order. And, of course, the oil refinery at Beji, which produces 25% of their oil output. I don't know, Dick. I think that might be off limits too, but hey, maybe you could just head on out to Baghdad and give him some, you know, really good advice. Yes, Dick, we love hearing from you. You're like whack-a-mole. Every time you whack, you come up in a different hole. I think you're a vampire, Dick. That's all there is to it. You're an absolute vampire. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I think you could work wonders. You could go around in a black cape at night and just pick them off one by one. Maybe sink your teeth into their necks. There's something to it, Dick. I like it. I think maybe you should volunteer. Maybe with your example, you could whip this country into shape. Don't dick with Dick. How's that for a slogan, buddy boy? Yes, old farts never die. They just wheeze on out. Well, that wraps it up for another ever-scintillating, exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Aren't you glad you stay tuned in? I am. So as always, this is the old Knight Rider rounding third, heading for home. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.